everyday people.
Oh, by the way, we're live.
Really?
Yeah.
Good, because I'm ready to drink.
You know, I think you say that almost in every other entryway to our podcast.
I'm always ready to drink. Mm-hmm. It's hot as hell, and this drink is perfect.
Yes, it is. What's up, everybody? We are Lights, Camera, Cocktails. And for the sake of your ears, we made our drinks ahead of time because there's some blending to transpire.
Yes.
And it was loud as fuck.
It was.
All right. But they are ready. So cheers.
Cheers. I know you. I've been waiting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that good?
Is
that a real oh, my God? Or like, oh, my God, I'm going to pass it and I'm going to drink it later.
I don't do any fake oh, my God.
Okay. Shit is good. Good. Yes. Well, I'm Zenobia.
And I am Jason. How's everybody doing?
What's up on this fine hot day here in sunny delicious California? So,
why don't you tell them what we're drinking?
Today we are drinking a Lava Flow.
And it's good.
Oh, it's so good. So let me run it down for you guys. So a Lava Flow. This is what you need to make four drinks, which is perfect for the two of us. So it's 4 ounces of coconut rum, 4 ounces of light rum, 10 ounces of frozen strawberries, 8 ounces of pineapple juice, 8 ounces of cream of coconut, and 2 cups of crushed ice, and a fresh pineapple wedge for garnish to make it look all fancy and tropical.
Which equates to about 40 ounces of Hawaiian goodness.
Goodness. Oh. Mm. Okay, so let me show you how to make this because we already made it. So you combine the rums and the strawberries and you blend them until it's like all blended nicely. And then you're going to pour it into your cups or another pitcher. Mm. And then you're going to clean out your blender. And you're going to...
Very important to clean out the
blender. Clean out the blender so you can get that nice swirly look. Blend the pineapple juice and the cream of coconut and ice until it's nice and smooth. And then pour the coconut mixture over the liquor or strawberry mixture. So it makes a nice little lava flow swirl. Mm-hmm. Throw that pineapple on top.
Yes. Mm. Which I'm eating already.
Oh my God. Delicious. So yeah, that's the ingredients for a lava flow.
Mm. I love these things.
You want to hear a little fun facts about it real quick?
Yes.
So a lava flow is essentially like a frozen strawberry daiquiri. And so there's this guy out there on the internet named...
We can make daiquiris if we ever do Wedding Crashers. Oh,
daiquiris. Daiquiris. Yes, I love daiquiris. So this guy named Randy Wong is apparently a cocktail consultant and tiki drink aficionado.
That's a real job?
Apparently, this guy's on the internet telling people about cocktails. And he was literally the only thing I could find about this cocktail, which I'm kind of surprised. So he said that, you know, the root of this drink and the, you know, like daiquiris are from this.
From where?
I'm sorry, I lost my phone.
It's a lot of notes.
Okay. So I have been waiting. So this drink did not root as an island drink.
What?
Yeah, a little fun fact. So Lava Flow was started in this Hilton in Puerto Rico, along with...
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Okay.
My heart's devotion, let it sink back in the ocean. Mm. Was that racist?
No.
I was singing it pretty good.
I mean, it's a musical. It sounds exactly like her. For those of you who are unfamiliar, that is West Side Story. Miss Anita.
I want to be in America. Actually, I want to go to Puerto Rico and sit on the beach right now. That's what I want.
Hey, it's kind of hot in here. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
Okay. We got icy tropical drinks today. It's better.
We do. So this drink, along with other blended drinks, like a pina colada.
I like that rum.
Right?
It's nice.
It was from, so these were made in 1959 with the white rum and the pineapple juice. Originally, you just pour it over crushed ice and you drink it. And then people got fancy with it and started adding stuff.
Started blending.
Yeah.
And go hitting your mic.
Pretty much that's how the blended drink got started. There you go.
The struggle.
All right. Now I'm done talking. I can drink. Let's start this.
Aww.
You want to tell them what movie you picked this week?
I did pick this one. We are doing Forgetting Sarah Marshall, everybody. Yes, we are.
We are.
Because it's fucking amazing. We love this movie. I love this movie. I don't know how much you love this movie.
I love it. So when you said it, I was down.
Yes.
Tell absolutely. Everyone why you picked this movie.
Well, because I happen to have had like 7 lava flows last week.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ashley took a little trip down to Hawaii. And
they left me here with the house and Robin, just lonely.
You were wonderful. Such a great dog sitter, house sitter.
I know.
They everything.
They brought me back an awesome bottle of rum that we
I didn't tell you what we had to do to go through to get you that rum.
You gave me a really cool, fancy, like, bubble wrap thing.
Well, that was so that it didn't, like, so break on the plane or anything like
what
that.
Happened?
So we did carry-on baggage, you know, because we had to get back here to move my car before street sweeping. So we didn't want to go through and, like, wait for baggage claim to give us our shit.
Right.
So when we got to, and we went to Kauai. It's the smallest island. It's where they film Jurassic Park, King Kong, South Pacific, all kinds of movies, you know. But it has a very small airport. And you gotta, when you go to Hawaii, you gotta go through like agricultural check-ins and stuff. And so we're going through and we're TSA pre-check. We, you know, we're able to go through most
fancy
things without like getting too much hassle and waiting in line and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there and we've got all kinds of gifts, you know, coffee, chocolates, you know, whatever. And we didn't realize the rum is liquid. So we had to check a bag. So we had to go to the other side of the airport to back to our airline because there's only one like it's a tiny place, but you still got to go all the way across to the other side just to like check a bag back in. And so we go over there and they're like, okay, yeah, you got to go through agricultural first. I'm like, God damn it. So then we got to go back halfway across the airport to go through agricultural, get the sticker, go back over to Delta. Check the bag, then return over to TSA pre-check, hand them the orange card that they gave us so that we can come back. And dude's like, hold on, let me finish with them. I'm like, all right, it's not that serious, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, everybody in Hawaii is incredibly nice.
That's right here.
Except for the people at the airport.
Well, that's every airport.
Is there? Yeah, they don't got time to...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Give, you know... There's no negotiations at the mm-hmm. airport. It is what it is, and that's all there is to it. So we got there, and then we still got to go through everything. They double-checked our bag again, and then homeboy took my jam.
Jam?
Yes. I bought a jar of jam for my mom,
because
you know how she likes to make jam.
Yeah.
It was pineapple jam.
Mm-mm.
I want her to try it.
That sounds good. Did you try it?
I didn't try it. I just assumed. We go to my mom's, you know,
dang,
on a Sunday, have
we
some
need
breakfast,
to find the
give her the jam, spread it over some toast. But no, Mr. TSA Security is like, no, you can't have this. I'm throwing this away. Like,
he did.
No negotiation, nothing. He just grabs it and takes it. And then, you know, here's the rest of your stuff. I'm like, I didn't even have a chance to rebuttal at all. I know he pocketed that jam.
He did. He was like, dang, I just ran out of
it. It was a fat jar of like $15 pineapple jam. He's spreading it over toast right now.
Well, I do want to say thank you, though.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, this is delicious.
Long story short, Hawaii was incredible.
And so since he was there raving about these lava flows,
mm-hmm.
he convinced me to change my drink from a blue Hawaiian to lava flow.
We can do a blue Hawaiian when we do another Hawaiian movie.
We could do the blue Hawaiian, right? Isn't that a movie? With Elvis.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Without in or my
the blue
research.
Lagoon,
you know? I'll find something to use
we'll
it
find
for.
There's always a way to make a blue
yeah,
Hawaiian.
Good. I won't even have to like look it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing...
Ooh, I'm almost halfway done with this thing.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
There's not going to be too much progression on our inebriation tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like...
We're going to get
I put a
little
extra
faster
in there too
than our other episodes.
All right. So like every movie, this one has a drinking game.
What's the drinking game?
All right. So drink once when there is male nudity.
You just put some clothes on, okay?
I'm not going to go put clothes on. I know what that means. If I put clothes on, it's over, okay?
Someone eats or drinks. That's a lot.
Does that count in suggested male nudity? Because there's times when they show dicks and there's times when it's just like side butt cheek.
Butt cheek is nudity.
All right.
I'm going to say yes. You know, do it at your own discretion, I guess. But okay. I'm going to say yes. Peter cries. Peter plays the piano.
It's time to get Muppet Show started.
Light the lights.
It's time to start the music. Oh, gonna light the lights. Yeah, yeah. Gonna get things started on the Muppet Show tonight.
It's getting kind of hard to believe things are going to get better.
Come on, you're jumping the gun here.
I'm so excited.
I know. I wish that was real, too.
I could quote this movie all day, every day. And Okay. Sometimes we do.
Yeah. So when Sarah Marshall is on TV.
Nice.
Which is like everywhere.
It's a lot, yeah. There's a number of times in there.
Kunu gives advice. Right? When life gives you limits.
When life gives you lemons, just say fuck the lemons and bail.
Some fuck the lemons and bail.
And bail. Yep. The word Sarah or Marshall is said. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. I think that one's just an excuse to get drunker.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't make these ones up.
Mm-hmm.
A wide shot of the Hawaiian landscape is shown.
Oh, okay.
Happens like every other scene.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's you saw how many pictures Ashley took.
Oh my God. I was jelly. They were like FaceTime me and I was like, turn it off. I don't want to say it anymore.
In our fancy robes, all comfy in the hotel.
Okay. So you also take a drink when there is a vampire reference.
And if I see Van Helsing, I swear to the Lord, I will slay him.
Okay.
And you're going to finish your drink when Peter takes the pitcher. I'm leaving the pitcher out of the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And Peter performs.
Doodle paper. You're throwing doodle paper. Put the pitcher back, bro.
And when Peter performs his musical.
In the bar or at the end?
I'm going to say either one because he just gives you two.
One of my favorite things is the Hawaiian dude that starts laughing while he's doing the musical.
Singing Dracula musical.
And his wife looks at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And no one claps. She's like, woo!
Yeah, Peter!
I would totally do that to someone too.
Absolutely.
All right, so break down the stars.
Already? All right. So, Forgetting Sarah Marshall came out in 2008.
Yep. April 18th, 2%.
All right, overachiever. April 2008. Directed by Mr. Nicholas Stroller.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Nicholas Stroller also did?
Nope.
He created The Carmichael Show. I bet you didn't know that.
The Carmichael Show? With my girl, Tiffany
Addis? Yeah, he created that show.
Ooh, and that's
a good show. Other things, like he directed Storks and Neighbors 1 and 2. And
oh, okay.
Get Him to the Greek. He's Blades of Glory. He was the writer for Blades of Glory. So he's doing his thing. He partners with the king of comedy, Judd Apatow, quite a bit. I don't think I'm pronouncing his last name right, but...
That's how I say it.
Judd, don't get mad at me.
Judd,
I'm sorry.
Judd Apatow.
Please
Apatow.
Put me in all your movies.
Apatow.
Apatow, I think. Let's go with Apatow. It's about as close to the spelling.
We're going to get major emails on this.
I know.
Okay. Sorry. Let's
I'm sorry. It's okay. My Californian accent.
Okay.
But yes, Nicholas Stroller directed this one and he consistently is just killing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this might have been his biggest project to date. And I think because it was such a success, he started doing everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, partnered with Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
And did the Neighbor stuff. And not only that, I think he's one of those people that likes great actors. You know, it doesn't matter where they come from. Because a lot of this cast came from TV. Like 2006, 2007.
Yeah.
None of them really had big lead roles in movies yet, you know. So this movie made a lot of them, like starting with Jason Segel.
Who also wrote it.
I love that guy. Wrote what?
The movie.
He wrote Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Girl.
I didn't know that.
All right.
Explains a lot.
I don't even know where to start with this.
Throw it out there as it comes to you.
Okay, so.
We're just going to flood people with information.
So Judd Apatow.
Uh-huh. Apatow. He exec produced this one.
Yes. And he told Jason while he was writing this, mm-hmm. I want the first draft you give me to be a drama. And we'll make it funny. It's going to be funny because we're funny and we're going to add jokes and people who and cast. And it will be funny. Nice. The reason why people will see it is to see it again and again is because there's an underlining drama in it.
Okay. And I like that.
I like that.
Because I do like to see this movie again and again.
Again and again.
Ashley
because it's just a little bit of so sad.
Flack the other day. She's like, that's like the fourth time you've watched this movie in 2 weeks.
Did you tell her it was for research? You're like, it's for research!
It's for research! It was not.
Okay, so I have another fun fact about him writing this movie you're going to love.
All right, tell me.
So, Jason Segel, this fool, he based the naked breakup scene on real life. He said he was getting broken up with completely naked. And the whole time that it was happening, he said all he could think about was like, I can't wait for her to leave so I could write this down.
Hey, you got here fast. I got a surprise for you.
Oh my God.
How funny is that?
Relationship is not that important, bitch.
Yeah.
Get he's out. Like, are you I've got work to do.
And I bet
I'm an artist. I need to use this moment before
she's
I
like watching
it.
That movie like, I feel real deja vu right now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. She's like, this motherfucker,
mm-hmm.
he wrote our breakup into a movie.
And not only did he do that.
Mm-hmm. That's what she gets for dating an actor.
He pulled a joke on his mom. He didn't tell her that there was a nude scene. So she.
I mean, it's his mom.
She didn't think it was very funny. And she cried in the theater. And not only did she cry in the theater, but she sent out like emails to the family members warning them about it, but saying that it was essential to the plot. So she did give it some, it wasn't just like dick and balls and ass for no reason. Like it did make it him even more vulnerable. But I think it's pretty messed up. He didn't tell his mom that if she goes to the premiere, she's all extra cute.
Mom. Heads up, my dick is out.
No, there was no heads up. She was in there, and within the first 10 minutes, she's seen what she gave him, and now the whole world's seeing it.
Nice. Can I tell you something about that?
Yeah.
Ashley met him, Jason Segel, while she was doing, I want to say she was an office PA on Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like taking like props or something. She's on the back lot, and Jason Segel and a couple of people are on the soundstage for How I Met Your Mother. And he stops her and she's like, hey, who are you? What's your name? You want a beer? And she says no, but all she can think of is, I've seen your dick before.
I would totally say yes.
I would have stopped and had a beer. Jason
I'd be
Siegel.
Like, yes. And I would drop everything in my hands.
She was brand new. She had just graduated from FITM. Like, she was like, I don't want to get in trouble sort of situation.
Whatever.
You know?
I would have been like...
drinking backstage things.
Yes. Like, and I would have been like...
questionable.
Trying to figure out how to have a slap bet with this fool. Like, that would be my goal.
Absolutely. I don't want to do a slap bet with Jason Segel.
You wouldn't?
You see this man?
You just got
slapped. That's big fudge right there.
Mama needs a fudge.
I've seen his penis and his hands. His hands are huge.
His penis is. I know. So that just pretty much just like.
I don't know.
Oh, I hope he doesn't listen to this. I mean, he's married. He's fine.
Is he married?
Yeah.
Okay.
He could.
You know what? You want to know what his first job was? Or his first role?
Freaks and Geeks?
No.
What? Oh, what?
Do you know?
Is it Can't Hardly Wait?
It is Can't Hardly Wait.
That's
he's like
thought.
Barely in there. He's the watermelon guy.
He's like, yeah, when, you know, he's the dude with the hair.
No. He's the guy right next to him.
Right. Yeah.
So
but
like,
that's
he's
the scene.
There eating watermelon, he's sitting there. And Jennifer Love Hewitt is looking for what's his name. She's like, oh, yeah. I mean, he's Preston.
He's Preston. He has like
sort
hair.
Of tall. And kind he wears t-shirts.
He's kind of skinny.
Sometimes.
Like, so he has hair and he wears t-shirts sometimes.
Yeah.
Chester Cheetos. That's how I go. You remember? You remember when you were eating those bags of Cheetos and it all got stuck in your braces? And we just kept calling you Jester Cheetos?
But what was I going to say? Yeah, Jason has been, I think I was under the assumption that he got this role because he worked with Judd Apatow right before this in, I want to say, his first like thick, meaty role in a movie, which was Knocked Up. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he's in there like quick in and quick out each time, but he's memorable each time also. So I assumed that that's why he was doing this, but maybe they just partnered up on it during that time. But this is his first official lead role, and now I know why, because he wrote the thing.
As he wrote,
and he wrote a lot of the music inside of it.
He did. He wrote the inside of you.
Inside of you.
But you took me by surprise when you let me inside of you.
Teach me how to grow while I'm moving inside. That's terrible. Are you the one that told me about that?
You want me to tell you about it?
Tell me about it.
So the song Inside of You was written by Siegel as his attempt at the worst song your ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend could sing in front of you. I think he did it.
Oh, yeah.
He did good.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't even want, like, I wouldn't want my friends to hear him sing that to me or my parents or anything. So
just went from 6 to midnight. Dude, even Jonah Hill, he's like killing it in this movie.
As the waiter?
Yeah, as the waiter. Fuck you. But now people fuck with your food.
So did you like get a chance to listen to my demo?
I know. I was going to do that, but then I decided to continue on living my life.
I ask you, what did you exactly think of my demo? Like, did you get it? Did you get it?
Oh, no. I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
Fucking asshole. We can jump on Russell Brand. This was his first role as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his audition tape?
I didn't.
It's on YouTube. It's hilarious.
I do have a story about that.
But what's that?
So Russell Brand, he hadn't even read the script when he came to the audition. He walked into the room and said, hey, I've given it a gander, like, you know, the script. So what's it about? And based on his audition, Siegel completely rewrote the character.
Nice.
Because originally he was supposed to be like poised and refined, like British guy.
Ugh.
That she like left him for. But once he saw Russell Brand's fucking ridiculousness, yeah, he was just like, he's like, you know what? I'm rewriting this.
I love this guy. He's perfect for it. Let me cater this role to him.
And then,
so he improvised his audition, is what you're saying? To a certain degree?
To a certain degree, because he had no clue what he was. He was just like, what do you want me to do?
Nice. Okay. And he's great at that.
Yeah.
I watched him. What did he do? It was like this interview on like some news station thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like picked the news reporters apart on everything that they were talking about. Like, these news reporters clearly had an agenda, and he was not having it.
I totally get that. You know,
and he called them on all their shit. By the end of it, they're just like stuttering and like, just like, okay, this is not going to fucking work. Thank you so much, Russell, for coming on, and you're fantastic. And please stop shitting on us.
But I mean, Russell, I saw an interview with him and I almost called her Sarah Marshall.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Oh, I love her.
It was them promoting this movie.
This movie?
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Okay.
And he was kind of a dick.
Was he?
I mean, I understand
him. Like, he's very confident, even.
Yeah. I feel like
if
I worked with him, I would be like, look, I understand you have like a lot of energy because so do I, but I'm going to need you to pull that shit back to a 7 because this shit is not going to, like, he's too much.
I mean, that's why they do a screen test to see how well you work together on screen, because sometimes that's exactly what's going on and it doesn't work out.
I can make it well, but we just going to have to talk.
I'm excited because he is on the newest season of Ballers on HBO.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, I watched that show. I don't know if you do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did I ask you to bring me back from Hawaii?
I think he's a guest star, so he's not too much. What's that?
What did I ask you to bring me back from Hawaii?
A Hawaiian?
Is it a Hawaiian that looked like The Rock? That's what I asked for. And I got rum. It was good.
I mean, We met some people out there. Right. We'll go back. I'll keep looking, see what I can come up with. Yes. Can we keep moving down the list?
Hit it.
I mean, since you mentioned Miss Kristen Bell, the mm-hmm. second lead, mm-hmm. oh, she is fantastic. I love her so much.
Miss Sarah Marshall.
Yes. I can't stop smiling when I talk
about her. I see that. He's like cheesing over here, you guys. Well, I got a fun fact about her.
Okay.
And about the movie.
Okay.
It'll make you want to, when you watch the movie, see this scene completely different. Okay. Mm-hmm. So at the San Diego Comic-Con, she told the audience that she learned that Veronica Mars was canceled the day before she shot the scene where her character learns her show was canceled.
No shit.
Yeah. So she was, that was real.
Yeah.
She's like, oh no, not the show.
Veronica Mars is canceled. What? Oh, that's perfect. I'm doing that scene today.
Yeah. Exactly. Not funny.
Yes, absolutely. And this is her first lead role.
Yeah. And then no, she because shot before off.
That was like Veronica Mars yeah. and like a few other things, but nothing substantial.
Now this bitch is making Frozen money.
Dude, she is killing it. She's doing her commercials money. With her husband.
I do. Mr.
Dax Shepard. I love him just as much as I love her.
I mean, way back to the punk days. That's where I first remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Dax.
I think my first encounter with Dax was Without a Paddle. Or maybe it was Employee of the Month. I don't know. But
oh, yep, that
dude is awesome.
Yes.
And do you follow them on Instagram?
I follow her. I should follow him.
You too. Should follow him because
I just like seeing her cry. It makes me.
I follow him.
It makes me so
her.
Happy.
I follow his podcast.
Okay.
Armchair Expert. It's
oh, you were
awesome.
Telling me about that.
You got to start listening to it.
I will.
I was listening to it just the other day. But yes, this was her first lead role. Before that, she was doing Veronica Mars. And now, like, she can do whatever the hell she wants. She jumps back and forth from TV to film to theater to whatever the hell she wants. Like, yep. Have you seen A House of Lies?
Yes!
Yeah.
My homie Don Cheadle up
in yep. the she plays Miss Jeannie. Yeah. She's a badass in that one.
Yeah, see? And so she's, that's way better than Veronica Mars.
I am embarrassed to say that I've never seen Veronica Mars.
I wasn't the biggest fan. My dad watches everything.
I think
everything.
It was after my time, or I was just busy during those years.
You were busy.
I was working like three jobs during those years.
I didn't like her at that point. I always thought she was like overrated.
Oh, yeah.
But then after watching this and just seeing her like grow,
yeah.
she's totally.
I mean, after this, she just went on a run from freaking yeah. couples retreat to burlesque, you know. Ooh.
Yeah, like everybody in this cast, they kind of stay working together. Like Jason Segel and Paul Rudd co-starred in I Love You, Man.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Rudd appeared in an episode of the third season of Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
With Christian Bale mm-hmm. and Christian
and
Bale,
now.
Who also co-stars with Mila Kunis in the Bad Mom
In
movies.
Bad Moms now.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, it just shows that they...
I gotta jump on the right movie and get the right friends.
You got Jonah Hill who's worked with all of them.
All
like,
of them.
So...
I mean, you got to be talented also, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these people are incredibly talented. Next up, we do have Mila Kunis, who was fantastic. This wasn't her first lead role, though. Her first lead role was right before this in American Psycho 2.
Which I haven't watched it.
I haven't either.
Okay, you
Maybe
guys.
Maybe we should do that just because that we love Mila Kunis.
That says a lot about me because you guys don't understand. Every October, I try to watch 31 scary movies.
Oh, yeah, you are a whore. October.
Yeah, I save it
that
up.
That sounded like I called you a whore, but
I am
meant
not
to
a
say
whore.
You are a horror obsessive.
I'm telling your mom.
You have
mom!
A horror obsession.
Your son just called me a whore.
I did not. There's another R in there, I promise.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So I watch so many and I try to save them up pretty much for October. And mm-hmm. I always pass over that one because I feel like, how can you beat the first one? But I'll give it a chance.
I mean,
this October,
can't.
I will give it a chance.
Let's watch it together.
I will give it a chance.
Don't watch it without me.
I will not.
All right.
I'll come over and spend the night and we'll watch it.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll do a little slumber party.
Well, about me,
make some alcohol and some popcorn.
Yes. And some chocolate.
Yes.
So Mila Kunis.
We'll finally go to Wahlburgers.
You owe me a Wahlburgers.
I know. I'm sorry. I owe you Wahlburgers.
I have it written in a text too. So don't you make me bust it out.
I mean,
you owe me Wahlburgers.
It's officially on like three episodes.
Ago. Yeah. So you can say it over and over and not do it. But I have it written from your cell phone.
Okay.
And audio of you saying it.
Mm-hmm. Can
okay.
Can we get back on Mila Kunis?
Here? I'm sorry. back to Jackie Bernhardt.
Who's Jackie Bernhardt?
That's Mila Kunis from That 70s Show.
Oh, okay. I was like, her name is Rachel Jansen in this one.
Her name is Forever Jackie Bernhardt.
It is. You know she was 14 when she started that?
Don't even get me started. I know
14 years old on That 70s Show.
They said, are you 18? She's like, yeah, I'm going to turn 18. I think that's what she said.
I'm going to turn 18.
But they didn't know that was in 4 years ago later. Okay, so.
Yeah, and she's playing opposite Ashton Kutcher, who was like 20 at the time.
And now her husband, baby daddy.
Yeah.
So that all worked
out. I heard that story just a couple weeks ago. On Armchair Expert.
Couple weeks ago, you behind, girl.
What do you mean?
That's been happening. They've been married.
Well, I heard it from her mouth.
Oh, from her
specifically. Okay. I knew that they were married, but I heard the story of how it happened.
TMZ told me months and years ago.
I don't trust you. Yeah. I don't. I don't follow TMZ. That's all you. Do you?
All right. Let me give you this fact on her.
Okay.
So she auditioned for the lead and Knocked Up, but didn't get it.
That's true.
Apatow.
Mr. Judd Apatow.
He.
I'm taking his master class right now.
He made sure she was in this movie, which I think about it, and I kind of wish that she was in Knocked Up because
she was too young, though.
I guess.
Like
she just
the character. Young. You know, she was only like 21, 22 when she did this movie.
You can get knocked up anytime.
Yeah, but it's not the same as when you were like. Katherine Heigl was like 27, 28, which went a little bit more with the character, you know?
All right.
If you're at 21, 22, you're not as goal-oriented, as career-driven as that role was.
I mean, I just love
her. And so clearly, much. It wasn't because of anything else.
Yeah, he just couldn't use her.
It's just sometimes you're not right for that role, but, you know, the director loves you, the casting director loves you, and they keep you in mind for something else.
Yeah.
You know that Henry Cavill, the casting director wanted him to play Superman for like 10 years before he actually got it. Like she saw him as Superman long before Man of Steel came out.
Mm.
Like before he did, what is it called? The Immortals, you know, before he put on all that muscle and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was auditioning for stuff, and I can't remember. I don't think it was Sarah Finn. I think it was somebody else, different casting director. But she always saw him as Superman. And so 10 years later, you know, he is the Man of Steel.
Wow. See?
So you actors out there, don't worry about getting the job. Just do what you do. Win the room.
Yeah.
Get the support of the casting director, the producer, the director, whoever's in the room, make them a fan of yours. And eventually you're going to be Mila Kunis.
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet her. We'd be good.
Making all that money from That 70s Show to Family Guy. Dude, I want to do a cartoon.
She doesn't have to ever work again if she doesn't want to.
Of course
not. Both of those shows are on right now.
Syndicated.
They're on right now somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if they're not, someone's streaming them on like Hulu or Netflix.
It's like one of the best jobs in the world. You can literally phone in your job for the day. That's like why. If she's off shooting on location, she goes into like a soundstage or something and she does her voice for the Family Guy for a couple hours, which is like 5 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes back to her life.
Yeah, kind of like how Peter does it in this movie where he has to do the music for the Sarah Marshall show or whatever.
Post-production. Okay, I'm ready. I'm throwing that Seinfeld theme right there.
He's like, come on, guy. Yeah. Let's just do it something
dark. I got
dark
Allman Brother tickets. I got to get out
You know you're not getting paid today, right?
I'm aware of that. But this was definitely Mila Kunis' breakout role, even though she'd already done That 70s Show, which she was great in.
Wait, so when did, like, what's the one with her and Justin Timberlake?
Friends with Benefits. That came after this.
Okay.
Yeah. Before this, That 70s Show, and I think Family Guy.
Well, yeah, definitely Family Guy.
And she did American Psycho. But right before that, not really anything other than, like, Payless commercials and stuff.
She didn't need to. That 70s Show was still always.
Yeah.
Just. Gosh.
And
I love that. I'm going to watch that when I get home. Boom.
Watch it after this podcast. We'll throw on an episode. Can we go down the list of the supporting cast in this movie?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with the surprise character that was absolutely unheard of before this movie. You know who it is? You don't know who it is. You're just looking at me with this blank stare. Kristen Wiig is Krana, the yoga instructor.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. That's My name right. is Krana.
Krana, she's like...
And I know that wasn't just juice.
It's good. Yeah, sweat it out. Sweat out all the toxins from this morning.
Come on, lady.
My name is Krana. And I know that wasn't just juice.
I love Paul Rudd as Kunu.
Paul Rudd is fantastic in everything he does.
When I saw Jason come home from Hawaii this week, the very first thing I said was like, pee-pee-pee. Did you have fun?
Great.
Pee-pee, looks like you got a little pain behind those eyes.
Man, they won't change that sign. My Hawaiian name is Kunu.
Kunu.
That's awesome. What does it mean? It means Chuck.
Yeah, I just put it into it. I actually read it. Kunu does not mean Chuck. I don't remember what it means.
I'm sure it doesn't. When I was there, there was like, you know how they have like the gift shops and stuff? And yeah. So there's like shot glasses or name tags or like Swiss Army knives with like a person's name and then the Hawaiian name underneath.
I just want you to know I hate personalized things you buy in the store because there's never a Zenobia.
There's never a Zenobia.
But they could be lying about their Hawaiian name.
They probably are because I went into different stores with Ashley, you know, buying gifts for people and stuff. And the same name in one store is a different Hawaiian name in another store.
They're just getting the tourists and they're like, yeah, Kunu.
Gotcha, bitch.
They're like, Kunu means Zenobia. You didn't know that?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I may have bought a couple personalized gifts just because it's funny.
That's fine.
But so we talked about Jonah Hill. Mm-hmm. Bill Hader, who plays Jason Segel's brother in this.
Aloha.
I'm in Hawaii too, bitches.
And his wife, he's like, I can't hear you. Come closer. Further away. Closer. And further away.
Oh, I know what you're doing. Yes, that's gross. Not funny at all.
If you were my brother, I would hate you. I mean, what does he say? He's like yelling at him. I will destroy you.
Oh, when he's talking shit on his wife.
You're already my half-brother.
Do you really want to do this? Do you really?
Yes.
You're not even my real brother. You're my stepbrother. We're not even blood. I will equalize you. Dick.
Yes.
She is the mother of my unborn child.
Sorry.
You're my stepbrother. We're not even blood. I have no qualms with sticking you. I will equalize you.
Sorry.
You dick.
Just worked up.
He deserved that.
You know they change it? I think there's an unrated version, and then there's a different version on Netflix right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain tiny little things that are added or taken away in the movie.
Oh.
Like when he first meets that first girl, and like Bill Hader's talking to girls with him and stuff.
Oh,
You know, there's a couple lines that she says in a different version that's not on Netflix that extends it a little bit. It's like, I'm sorry, you're cracking me up. Oh, yeah? You want to come home?
Stop it.
Uh-huh. Next scene, she's in your bed.
What about the girl who's like, hi? He's like, hi.
Oh my God, can you stop saying hi?
Hi. You can gag me if you want. I brought a gag.
You brought a gag?
Mm-hmm.
And handcuffs. Do you want to gag me? Kind of now.
Kinda.
Well, like, there's shots of, like, Kimo, the big... giant Hawaiian dude who looks like a gigantic baby.
Dude, that guy...
And he's like surfing down the ocean.
I feel like anytime they like, we need a big like Hawaiian guy, he's always... Isn't he in 50 First Dates, dude?
He might be in 50 First Dates. I'm not sure.
We'll put that on their second episode, Blue Hawaiian.
I have one argument with this movie.
You?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's... kind of just my theory, but Devon McDonald, he plays Dwayne the bartender.
Yep. I actually met him
Okay, I don't know where he's from because his first line in the movie sounds very British. It's
the big black bartender.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love him in the movie. Don't get me wrong. But there's a couple times where it sounds like he has an accent and he's not from South Central.
No, he doesn't. I met him at a Ralph's in like North Hollywood.
Okay.
Like 2 years ago.
Then
And I had just finished watching this movie like the day before and I was like, oh my God. I almost tried to, the state fish.
Uh-huh.
Uma Uma Nuka Nuka.
Uma Uma Nuka Nuka. Apua.
Apua.
Yeah, bitch.
Is actually really the state. And I practiced saying it. Yeah, and I practiced saying it, and I couldn't say it. Then I was like, I'm not even going to fucking mention it.
It's the state fish of Hawaii. Huma huma nuka nuka apua. Yeah, bitch.
Okay. You did it good, though.
I need some explanation as to why his first line where he says, what the hell is wrong with you two? He says it very British.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
And then he's on camera, and he's like, you got to move on.
It's not that
easy.
That.
Oh, it is that easy. I promise you, it is. And then he goes into how he used to live in South Central. And there's like a couple other
Did you see where he's
lines
from?
That doesn't come to mind. I didn't. But I just wanted to point that out. He All sounds right. very British in that one line and maybe like one other one.
I was kind of buzzed when I met him. He might have had an accent. I just didn't realize.
Nobody. Tell the truth. How often are you buzzed?
About 99% of the time.
Nice.
Okay, so your girl Mila Kunis,
mm-hmm.
for you perverts out there, that topless picture of her is not her. There's a body double, y'all. I'm sorry.
Sorry, people.
But you want to know something that is real?
Mm.
Jason Segel actually did write a Dracula musical with puppets years before this movie. He played it for Judd.
That is not surprising at all.
And he told him, you can't play this for anyone, ever. But he thought it was funny, and he liked the idea, so they added it into the movie. But years before this movie, he played it for...
Oh, Dracula musical.
Yeah, and Judd was like, don't ever play this for anyone. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And I bet when they were writing the script, he kind of just found a way to put it in there. And he's like, oh, not this shit again. All right, well, it is funny. Die. Okay.
Die.
I have another thing about those puppets, though.
I can't.
Die.
All right, tell me about the puppets.
The puppets were made by Jim Henson's Creative Shop.
Nice.
And he
if
also...
If you're going to do puppets, you got to go to the master.
Go to the master. I love going by the studio.
Not that I
want to
say that Jim Henson is the puppet master, because that's just creepy.
I love going by his studio with Kermit on it. I always get happy.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So they made him the cool puppets for his show. And he also sings, like you said, the Muppet Show Tonight song, all extra sad and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why he ended up being in the Muppet movie in 2011.
I just assumed he wrote it. Like
the dude, Muppet movie?
The dude loves puppets.
I know.
And so does Dwayne. I love puppets.
That's why
I Kermit, Snuffleupagus, fucks my shit up.
Miss Piggy. She's a shit. My dad hates Miss Piggy. I love that bitch. She's hilarious.
I'm not a fan of Miss Piggy.
I think most men aren't. Except Kermie.
If we're talking about puppets, I like
The old ass man.
Avenue Q.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. So if he wanted to make this into a musical,
mm-hmm.
Avenue Q already opened the door for him, and that was a huge success. I saw it twice. It was amazing. So I think that he should totally bring it back.
Ashley and her brother Brian mm-hmm. went to see this when they were in New York, thinking mm-hmm. it was like a kid's musical.
No!
They didn't know what it was.
Oh, no. I was a huge fan before
all of a sudden, I saw it. So I knew the internet is for porn.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
Today. Everyone's a little bit racist.
Okay. Yep. You want to hear something really funny about nobody in this movie?
I mean, sure.
This movie affected so many people.
Okay.
Okay. So billboards for this movie were all around town. They said, I hate Sarah Marshall.
What?
You suck, Sarah Marshall. And that's just like really kind of the billboards and bus stop signs that they had up promoting this movie. But unfortunately, that upset the real Sarah Marshall, a 70-year-old woman who lived in New York. And she says, I am very, very upset. And I'm an old person. And in today's lingo and today's jargon, but it's a little rough for my taste.
Officially done with my lava flow.
Me too. I'm almost done with all my fun facts. We can refill in this.
Wait a minute. This lady's name is Sarah Marshall, and she's getting upset because people were talking shit on the movie?
Well, she sounds like a 7-year-old white woman.
Okay.
In New York, who didn't realize that it's hilarious.
Nobody's talking about you. We're talking about a movie.
Forgetting Zenobia Bracey.
If I say Smith sucks, that doesn't mean that every John Smith in the world sucks.
Yeah. Well, all I know is some 7-year-old bitch was upset about it.
She can get over herself. She's just looking for attention.
Right? I would too.
My grandkids don't visit me.
I'm like, this is horrible. I want to meet some of the people in the cast. Like, I would make it so that I could, you know, meet somebody. I want to meet the fake Sarah Marshall.
Terrible. I want to meet the real Sarah Marshall. No, I don't. I want to meet Kristen Bell.
You want to hear something?
I would love to do game night with Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Me too.
That would be fantastic.
Me too. Oh, does that mean I got to find a partner? Shit.
I'll be your partner.
Okay.
No, I can't take. I can't not take Ashley.
That's what I'm saying. So, I'm looking for a partner out there, you guys.
Maybe Ashley is on set that day. They're doing a night shoot. You know, it is what it is.
If not, hey, single guys out there. I'm looking for a game night partner.
Really?
Hey. Really?
You're going to go that route?
Hey, people go on, you know, dating websites. Why can't I say it on my own podcast? This was all, the whole reason why I did this was to find my true love.
Okay. You're not the first person to do that. I'm not going to mention what other podcasts I listen to that talks about how they're single, but there's a couple.
I'm not going to throw it out there every week. Like, I'm not thirsty.
It's the new thing.
I'm not thirsty.
We're starting the next episode.
It's flowing. With
what's up, everybody? This is Lights, Camera, Cocktail, and yes, Zenobia is still single.
Oh yeah, well,
we're on week
73. Oh damn! And then I come back.
You're Ted Mosby.
So when I come back, I'm supposed to tell you guys like my dates and be like, "So,
hell yes, we want to hear about your dates. Did you go on a date this week?
Nope.
Why not? Is it because you were house sitting for us?
I was house sitting for you.
You're such a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good sister.
See?
I love you.
I love you too.
But don't be afraid to go out and...
You know I'm not afraid to go out and
Robin
do anything.
Robin will be fine for a few hours.
I date all the time.
But don't you dare bring them back here.
Okay. So, Kristen Bell.
Uh-huh. Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Miss Kristen Ann Bell.
That's her middle name?
That is her middle name.
She injured her knee while filming one of the horse scenes from the movie, which didn't even end up in the movie.
There's a horse scene?
Didn't even end up. It's on the cutting room floor.
Oh.
But however, you can see her like walking with a slight limp in some of the scenes towards the end of the movie.
Okay.
She really hurt herself.
Oh, poor thing.
That sucks.
She's dedicated to her craft.
I would too. Especially
I would have thought it was the complicated sex poses she did with Russell Brand.
I loved it.
All right, and that'll do.
I'm out. You're out?
I've talked about the actors. I haven't really talked about the story, but the story speaks for itself. You know,
you said it's a drama.
Jason Segel is our hero in this one. He's a little flawed, but you want to root for him. Kristen Bell is the villain in this movie, which is difficult to do because you want to love her so much. You know, even in her TV show, not The Good Place, not what she's on right now, but House of Lies, you know, Jeannie does some fucked up shit here and there, but you still want to love her.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's that face.
You know, it might be the face.
That face.
I don't know. Crazy talent.
You have a sloth that's here? You want to meet him?
Is that your favorite YouTube of them?
Yes.
Mine is when he's filming her when she's watching Game of Thrones.
You told me about that.
It's fucking hilarious. She's crying again, and it's because, like, I think she's watching like the Red Wedding episode or something. It's like, I don't like this show anymore. They just took it too far.
No, I like her happy tears, not like anger sad tears.
It's not anger sad tears. I mean, it's still endearing. It's adorable either way you look at it. Dex wouldn't put it up if it was like negative. I would film her ass
all the time too.
You know.
Okay, so I got a couple and then we're going to be done. All right?
Okay.
So the hotel is really called Turtle Bay Resort.
Mm-hmm. What island is it on? Is it on Oahu?
It is.
Nice.
And it opened in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy named Del Webbs. He opened it up as a golf course and resort and stuff.
Okay.
He wanted to make it.
There's more golf courses out there than I expected.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, I know it's green as fuck, but
golf courses are gorgeous.
I don't know that. I mean, tourists. I guess you know the men want to get away and play some golf. Or maybe the ladies. You know.
They sit out in the clubhouse and they get their cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what I would do. I'm so not if much anyone wants to golf with me, I'm going to go be in the cocktail bar.
I'll do the driving range with you.
I actually want to do that. So, yeah.
I'm like Eddie Griffin. I'm not a huge fan of the game. You know, it's like, you know, you hit the ball, you go chase the ball, you hit the ball again. It's like, nope. I hit the ball, pick it up, got it. Let's go.
Got it. Miniature golfing.
Yes. Miniature golf is great.
So
driving range is fantastic.
I've never been, so if you tell me when we're going.
I fucked up my hand last time I went to the driving range. Maybe I should probably take a lesson or two.
We should wait at least till summer's over. Yeah.
I got injured playing golf. Who the hell does that?
I bet Tiger Woods been hurt, maybe.
I think I was just doing it wrong. Although we do need to do who's your caddy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that movie.
That's a great movie.
So, Dell, he was a big-ass real estate developer.
Okay.
And he was actually co-owner of the Yankees.
Of the Yankees?
Yeah.
This dude.
Yeah. So, he wanted to open the first casino on the island, but it didn't really pass.
Yeah,
so
I don't know
in
about
like,
that.
Yeah, in like, 83, Hilton took over, and I think it changed hands a couple times.
Uh-huh.
But now it's the, what did I say, Turtle Bay?
Turtle Bay.
The Turtle Bay. And hello, a lot of
sir, welcome to Turtle Bay. Have some pog juice. What can I get for you?
It's been on TV shows like Hawaii 5-0, Magnum PI, Full House, Cougar Town, and North Shore. And the reunion.
You didn't watch North Shore?
I didn't.
You had a little question in your voice there.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. And It was the reunion movie for Baywatch Hawaiian Wedding.
What?
Which I didn't watch either.
I don't know who got married on that one.
Me neither. I thought it was going to be the one for Saved by the Bell, but it wasn't.
Oh, no. Where did they film that? I think Malibu or something like that.
They were in Hawaii. So
were they in Hawaii?
Yeah. There's a Hawaii.
That was a long time ago.
I believe. So, yeah. Okay. Here's a really funny goof that I read about.
Mm-hmm.
That once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it. So, Rachel, when she's in the water, she's telling Peter to jump in at the cliffs. You can see her with a blue life preserver on.
So are you gonna jump or what?
No.
Oh, come on, Peter! I can see your vagina from here. I can see your hoo-ha.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because she was probably sitting down there for a while.
So long, yeah. So you can see
because they got to set up a different shot, different angle.
Exactly.
Wow.
So you can see that they did it really good, where you kind of don't really notice until you notice.
Depth of field. You put her out of focus, and you're all right.
Yeah, and that cliff is actually someone's backyard.
What?
About 10 minutes from the resort. Yeah. Could you imagine that being your house and you just like jump off? You'd be like, I'm just going to go swimming. And you just run out of your backyard and jump off a cliff into the water.
Down. I don't know. You know what? Because when me and Ashley were out there, we did do... We did some trips. We did some kayaking and some... what is it called? Zip lining.
Mm-hmm.
And during that trip, we did do some rope swinging into the pool. And then there was some like dives off of like this platform.
Yeah.
Which was like 20, 25 feet in the air. And even just that hurt like a... bitch. Like I dove
it hurts like your body myself. Or your, like your ears?
No, both actually. Because when I dove by myself and these fools were trying to tell me to dive. because I'm kind of athletic, but like I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing my first test here and then dying, ruining my life.
Yeah.
So I dove feet first, and I still got like these huge red marks like all across the inside of my arms. And I had my arms kind of up, but not up enough apparently. So when my arms hit the water, slapped the shit out of my arms.
It made that like...
Exactly. And then when me and Ashley dove in, we dove in together.
And that helps.
And I forewarned her about that. I was like, keep your arms up.
Yeah.
But
it helps when you're jumping with someone else because it breaks the water for you.
I guess so. But she wouldn't let go of my hand. So we dove in and her ears got messed up.
Because of the pressure?
Probably.
How high up was it?
It was like 20, 25 feet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. Which doesn't look like much when you're down below. But when you're up there, it's like,
because when I saw the video, it didn't look like that high.
It doesn't look like that much. But the video was taken from above us. It was taken from the same level. You know, if you take it, the picture from down below, it's pretty damn far. But it takes like half a second to get down there. And that half a second in your mind is like 10 minutes. That shit hurt. That's all I'm saying.
All right, you guys.
Before we go, I want to talk about
one other
person.
Okay, hit it.
Okay. We didn't talk about Jack McBriar. He plays Daryl, the newlywed.
Oh, what is this? Like, it's just...
Yes. How are things going with the missus?
Ow, that hurts.
Not awesome. She's complicated.
No, 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 no. God put our mouths on our head for a reason. No.
I don't know if he's really like this in real life.
I don't know. He plays
like, I've never really seen any interviews, but he does play this character. Like, he does it in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Similar character in... not Blades of Glory. The other Will Ferrell movie with race cars. What is it called?
Oh, that's right.
Talladega Nights.
Where they try to pretend he was dead.
Yeah.
And he's everything all speaking around the corner.
That she just said, you wrecked it.
You wrecked it.
Thumbs up.
Yay.
But I just wanted to give him a little credit.
Was he crying? Was he sad? I know. He did a great
job. Jack McBriar is fantastic, and we love him.
Okay. So we're going to end the show like we always do with a little bit of...
a teaser for the next one?
No, I'm not even at that point yet.
We're not doing the scene yet?
We are, no. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I like to do charity work.
Oh, of course. Yes, absolutely.
So...
I'm sorry, I got excited.
What should we call this part? Like...
We'll figure that out before we do the next episode.
The Giving Corner.
The Giving...
Zenobia's... I don't know. I'm going to work on it. Or send me some ideas. I have no idea.
Yes. Email us. Instagram us. Yeah. We have officially created our Instagram and Facebook page.
Well, go ahead. Since you're talking about it, bust it down. Tell them what it is.
We are Lights, Camera, Cocktails Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.
Tell them our email.
I can't remember. You wrote it down.
It's Lights, Camera, Cocktail, no S.
No S.
At Gmail.
We can't do Lights, Camera, Cocktails?
I mean, I'll try to fix it.
We'll see if we can do that, people. Hopefully we can do it.
Okay, so with Zenobia's Giving Corner, this week, related to this movie, and I like to say the drink, we are going to talk about the volcano relief. Since this movie was done in Hawaii, the volcano erupted in Hawaii in the Big Island.
On the Big Island.
On May 3rd. And over like 17,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate from their homes, and they don't know when they can come back or even if they can return, even though, like, you know, they won't even they probably won't even recognize their neighborhoods because it's transformed by lava.
It probably looks like Pompeii by now.
Yeah. So some people can't even like come home, but, there's a St. Louis Cardinal baseball player named, Colton Wong, who apparently grew up on the island.
All right.
And he started a GoFundMe called Hawaiian National Disaster Relief. So you can go on GoFundMe there. They're looking to raise $200,000. Last time I checked, they were close to 80.
Okay.
So,
which is not a lot. It's not a huge goal, especially when people get the word out and,
yeah, and there's about
contribute like $2, $5, yeah, $10.
$20.
You know?
You know, and it's... I believe it's like another 2 months on this GoFundMe. So if you can go, just give a couple bucks. Or if you are an AT&T customer, you can donate by typing in volcano and texting it to 50555, and you'll donate $10 to the relief.
Nice.
So that's always something to do. And that baseball player is cute. I looked at a picture of him.
Oh, my God.
I have that written in my notes.
You're trying to get the girls to donate?
I'm trying to get the girls, the gays, baseball fans. I'm trying to get people to help because that just sucks. Could you imagine having to, like, leave your home because not, oh, a fire or earthquake, tsunami. No, it's because lava is coming down your fucking street and turning your house into a rock. Like, that's just insane. So go help if you guys can. And that's all I got.
Okay.
So are you ready?
We'll figure out what to call that segment of the podcast.
Zenobia's Nagging Corner.
It's not nagging. It is very important. Do something. You know, it is always charity work. It's about, you know, giving back and being a good person, you know. Helping people does help you because it makes you a better person.
And it makes you feel good. At least it makes me feel
and,
good.
And I truly believe that it comes back to you.
It does.
In full. Just by being positive in general. I've learned that when I'm negative, negative things come to me. Mm-hmm. When I'm positive, positive things come to me. You know. So if you want to think about it in that respect, just be a good person. Help out where you can.
Yeah. All right, so that's our show, but before we leave you, we're going to...
We ready to do the scene?
We're going to do a scene from the movie that I pick for next week. By the time you guys see the title of the drink, you're going to know what the movie is if you don't already know what this is.
I don't know what... Okay, you can tell me what the drink is after.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to be like, oh, yeah, they'll definitely know. All right.
We might mess this up because it's a long scene.
This is a pretty long scene.
And we're a little...
Hot and
tipsy.
Buzzed. Yeah.
You know. Okay. That lava flow was good.
I know. I'm glad you made me do this. I do like it better than the Blue Hawaiian.
Okay.
So that was a good one.
You have the first line. Let's hear it.
Little Bill.
Hey, Kurt, what's up?
What's wrong with you?
My fucking wife, man. She's over there. She's got some idiot's dick in her. People are standing around watching. It's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, listen.
Yeah.
For the shoot, I want to talk about the look. I wanted to see about getting a new zoom lens.
All right.
I wonder if we'd be able to look into getting some more lights, too, you know?
Jack wants a minimal thing.
Right. Well, very often, minimal means a lot more photographically than I think. Well, I think most people understand.
I understand.
No, I know you understand. I'm talking about some other people.
Well, I think what Jack's talking about is minimal. Not really natural, but minimal.
Okay, fine. I was just saying.
I understand.
Because I'm trying to give each picture its own look.
Can we talk about this later?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got somewhere to go or...
Well, no. Yeah. I mean,
because I was hoping to, you know, shoot tomorrow, we could send Rocky down and he can go pick it up.
Kurt.
No, hey, gotcha. You gotta go somewhere. So, hey, what the fuck? It's only the fucking photography for the movie we're talking about.
My fucking wife has an ass in her cock over in the driveway, all right? I'm sorry. My thoughts aren't on the photography of the film we're shooting tomorrow, Kurt. Okay?
Okay. No big deal. Sorry. And I am so excited for next week, you guys. It's one of my favorite movies. So.
We messed up a little bit. But like I said, we're feeling good.
Maybe we
it's really interesting
the
way we should, because we're sober in the beginning of these podcasts and we're kind of feeling good by the end.
By the end. That's where we screw up.
We're going to rehearse for you guys. We're going to get these down. That was a long one.
That was a long one. We're going to find shorter ones. That one.
All right, everybody. This has been a new installment of Lights, Camera, Cocktails. We will see you next week.
Cheers, y'all.